happening, of course, in our community, as is always the case on the weekend. And coming up on Saturday, the Urban Democracy Feast, which supports local social justice projects, will take place. And joining us to tell us about the mission of the Urban Democracy Feast and how you can participate in this, we welcome Santiago to our show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. For those who may not be familiar what the Urban Democracy Feast is, you have one coming up on Saturday, but you've had a couple of these already in the past, as I understand it. What is the mission that you're trying to accomplish here?
We've been doing this face-to-face crowdfunding process for the last 2 years, and we've been preparing it at least for 3.5 years. The organizing committee includes university professors and labor organizers and cooperatives and graduate students, as well as people from community organizations. And what we tried to do is address some of the deficits in equal access to social services and resources here in the city. The reason why we do this is because food insecurity in Kalamazoo affects 22% of the children. The rate of poverty here in Kalamazoo is greater than it is in Detroit. The literacy rate means that 26% of the population in the city cannot read above the sixth grade level. And housing is also a problem. The income discrepancy between the city and the suburb is a third or fourth in the country. And these are social justice issues that don't get addressed by the philanthropic institutions in the city, and we've decided to start addressing them ourselves with our own funding.
Now, you began doing this, as I understand it, in 2015. Have you been able to address some of these issues up to this point?
Yes, we've funded a community radio station. We've funded a program that teaches children how to take photographs that help them explain the conditions under which they live. We've funded a program for ex-convicts to write, learn to write their own stories. We have funded a program that addresses the box that prevents ex-convicts from getting gainful employment. And we are now looking at several projects that have to do with bullying in the public schools and the situation of undocumented migrants in the city.
Santiago is with us. The Urban Democracy Feast to support these projects is coming up on Saturday. We'll talk more details about that in just a moment. But how do you decide what projects you're going to take on? Do people approach you, or do you find them on your own?
There is a website where applications are available, and we explain the criteria that's used to select people to make presentations. We also distribute the applications at several places in the city, like the People's Food Co-op and the Arcus Center for Social Justice and the Hispanic American Council. And we announce a deadline by which the applications are due, and then there's a committee inside the feast that selects the presentations that are going to be made at the next event. And then we have a workshop with the presenters to explain to them the places where they can procure evidence to support every claim they make, and help them understand the criteria through which the election takes place, and then the people who attend the feast get to vote. And it's probably the only fair election that any of us will ever participate in our lifetimes.
So you'll be doing this again on Saturday afternoon, as I understand it. Tell us what people will experience at this event and how they can be part of it.
The event takes place this coming Saturday. We open the doors at 4 o'clock. And it's going to be held at the First Congregational Church in Bronson Park. That's at 345 West Michigan Avenue. And after people come in through the door. We'll explain to them what this process is about, that it's not a winner-take-all, that it has to do with proportional representation. Every project that applies, they will get an amount of the funding that's equal to the percentage of the votes that they get. Each project has to return to the next event, which will be in November, to account for what they did, for the impact that they that their project had on social justice issues and on access, equal access to resources and services. Then we explain the voting process that has to do with proportional representation, and we explain direct democracy and what social justice, how we understand social justice, and we identify some of the gaps in the city. We explain the reasons why we do this, the ones that I just mentioned to you. For example, child abuse in Kalamazoo has increased 75% in the last 10 years, and so has violence in the playgrounds, in the schools, or in the streets. And we explain why it is that we're taking this crowdfunding on ourselves. The presenters have 5 minutes to make their presentation. They also leave written versions of their projects on the tables where people are sitting. And then the attendees ask questions for another 10 or 15 minutes, and after that we vote. And if we're lucky, we can have some coffee and cake together and discuss the voting process. And towards the end of the evening, the people who were funded at the last event make their accountability presentations, and then we announce the results of the voting, and we distribute the funding, and then we all work together to clean up the room.
All right. Outstanding. Give us the website where we can find out more about this.
The website is www.urbandemocracyfeast.org.
And the next one is Saturday at 4:30 at First Congregational Church, West Michigan Avenue, adjacent to Bronson Park in downtown Kalamazoo. Santiago from the Urban Democracy Feast, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're more than welcome.
On WKZO.